listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got we got Justin Siegel, co-host, in the studio today. We're just raising your vibration, people. Oh yeah, Yeah, guys, we're just having a good time in the studio. That's what it's all about. Raising your frequency. As you guys already know, these are our friends over in San Francisco-based Real Boy. Check it out, Suck My Swing, one of their new songs that they just released. It's great. You guys definitely got to check them out. You can also check out Our House Records at OurHouseRecords.com. You check out Real Boy on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, YouTube, Facebook. It's all the same. How are you guys doing today? Well, that's good to hear. how you doing, Justin? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, man.
You're doing good?
I'm doing well.
Nice. Just another beautiful day.
Just another.
As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We are here to help you, but also to talk to you and to get comments from you, to get emails from you, to get calls from you at 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, woo, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Today, we're going to be talking about
aliens.
All the aliens. As you guys know, this is the show where we broadcast from space in a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Last week we were actually hovering. We were in Mars's gravitational pull. We were going, just checking out what's going on over on the planet Mars. You know, now we actually have exited the Milky Way galaxy. Right now we are in the Andromeda galaxy. We're actually right now in the gravitational pull of a planet called Zakharoth. It's called Zakharoth.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it. That
oh,
right?
Yes.
Zakharoth. And it's a very pretty blue planet. A little bit bigger than Pluto, but not too much bigger than
your anus.
Than your anus. and from space, I gotta tell you, Zakharoth.
It's beautiful.
Looks very, very pretty. Guys, today what we're going to be talking about on the planet Zakharoth is how to take control of the things that you feel like are out of control in your life. You're like, oh great, another one of these. No, but here's the big deal. Here's the thing. It's much different than how we talk about, oh, you know, you are, you know, powerful creator. It's same idea, different, you know, different kind of feel. What we're hitting on today is the aspect that everybody has something in their life. I have things in my life. I'm sure Justin does too. I'm sure you do. You know, you have things in your life that you feel are out of your control. For example, I hate my job. I hate what I do. I don't want to sit at a desk all day and punch in numbers in a computer, but I need to put food on the table. I need to make money. I need to do something. You know, I need to be able to provide for myself, and if not only myself, my family. And we understand that. We haven't experienced it because we're still young. But it's not that difficult of a concept to understand. So what today's show is going to be based on is understanding and really defining. It's all about definition and how you define for yourself. Really understanding and defining for yourself what you choose to have control over or not to have control over. So that's pretty much the basis of the show. Justin.
Yes. Yes.
What specifically in your life, we're going to save the world one person at a time. Just like great, dude. What specifically in your life do you look at and you're like, you know, I feel like I may have a lack of control in this area.
I feel like I may have a lack of control with others.
Okay.
In how other people may like see you,
right,
or
right,
their reactions, because you can't really control
right,
them,
right?
But you know, you want to convey a good message when talking to people. I find that sometimes people, you're not on the same level, and you feel like it's that, you know, some people just don't get it
totally
when you're trying to, you know,
absolutely,
have a conversation, or
right,
I guess you know, if it's in business matters or something,
right,
there's just not a connection.
Absolutely.
But I think a lot of times you have to look back at yourself, and maybe you're not helping it connect. You know,
look at Justin,
blame,
man, over here.
That's first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. I would have to wholeheartedly agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you're, you know, in a situation where, let's take business, because that's a big thing.
Business.
When there's two people that are trying to work together to reach a common goal. Usually that common goal is more money in business, right? Well, when in a situation like trying to get like a business contract or like, you know, a business deal with somebody else, and there is a lack of communication, I've been in a situation where you know, I've worked for people, and I've had to talk to people, and I've had to represent people to make certain deals and to make certain decisions when it comes to their job. And I have to say, from personal experience, there can most definitely be a lack of communication. There can be almost like a tear in like the communication, like,
yeah.
you guys, like, you get each other, but there's still like a common, like, there's not something that's fully clicking. Now, in a situation like that, I would personally Justin, man, on hit it on the head. Like, you got to look first of all at yourself and the way that you're coming off, the
yeah.
way that you're you know, talking to this person, because there's also like, it's so easy to not hear yourself talk, you know, like, it's so easy to just be super clouded and super inspired by your frustration and your like your antsiness, and like, we just have to do this, you know, so you get firm and you start to but it's super easy to lose hearing of yourself. So I think that's a really huge aspect. Definitely listening to yourself.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Well, I think people, they blame other people for a lot of things.
Right.
And it's usually your fault if something isn't coming across.
Right.
So it can
right.
be frustrating, you know. So I guess communication, and I guess that kind of goes on other topics, but I don't know, you kind of have to like really see if you're doing your best to make
right.
the situation
right.
work.
Absolutely.
And I guess that applies to everything.
Totally, man. Totally. It totally does apply to everything. Because if you don't, if you're not being conscious, and if you're not open to the idea that maybe it's not the other person, but it's you that is at fault for this lack of communication, if you're not willing to do that, then you're really cutting yourself off. You're really cutting yourself short. Because what are you going to have if you can't, if you don't have, you know, the stable ego enough to say, wait, maybe I am being a little out of control. Maybe I am, you know, overstepping my boundaries or acting a fool. But, you know, that's the whole idea. And I want to transition from things that, you know, maybe like people or like job. I want to transition from like things that you solemnly do have control over that you just choose not to control. Do you know the difference? I want to define a difference. There's a difference between feeling like you don't have control over something in your life, for example, your job, like we were talking about, or the communication with another individual, because you obviously can't strangle that person and be like, say this to me. This is what I want to hear back. Like, you know, so obviously there's definitely a sense of out of controlness there. But there's a difference between that type of lack of control and the lack of control where you know you have control over something, but you just choose not to control it. For example, the guy that knows he's an angry drunk, right? Mm. And he just chooses to overdrink. He chooses to drink too much and freak out. And, you know, the guy that has the anger problem when he drinks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, this guy right here, he has 150 complete 150 complete percent. He has 150% control over how much he drinks, right?
Yeah.
But he just doesn't want to because it's like, I don't know.
Selfish.
It's selfish. It totally is selfish, and he just wants to keep drinking, and maybe he, you know, has like a problem where he doesn't know when to stop once he started or something. But those are the first. Those are the aspects of yourself in which you need to learn how to control. And trust me, I have exuded mm-hmm. my own. Everybody has exuded their own, you know, interpretation what they, you know, I've been out of control. Absolutely. Everybody's been out of control. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I feel like it's doing that for yourself and defining that for yourself. It's really harnessing that self-control, which can kick you off, which can blast you into really becoming more of a better person and learning how, once you can control the things you know you have control over, then you can start shifting and learning how to control the things that you don't necessarily think that you had control over, but now you're learning to find that you do have control over them. Right?
Well put.
Know what I mean, brah?
I feel ya.
If you guys want to call in live on the show, you can do that. 323-203-0815. Once again, that is 323-203-0815. You could also, if you are just dying to do so, you can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Right now, at this moment in time, we're going to take a quick minute out and listen to some WMDT, Davy Crockett. Check it out. We love you guys. We're just trying to spread a positive message. Check it out. This is Simulated Lives. Freedom falling into the hands of the youth. It's soon June gloom come upon us when the flowers bloom. When we grow up, we blow up. Look at us now, higher than angels when they first saw God frown. You're stuck to the ground like another.
past master, spellcaster, ink plastered, faster than the fresh MC runs away from my vernacular, but hey, still the poet is a rapper. When the beat stacks like the bones on the wing flapper, might snatch a jacket stabbing, now my thoughts are laughter. I'm a rocket blaster blasting off into space. Hey man, hop on the mothership of masters. About a kid's first check with a couple extra zeros. There's something about the first time that he was deemed a hero. Something about the first time the kid got smashed. Face stained with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, that's madness. Unlike last time I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. Tangible, like an oracle giving chloroform. Screaming out SOS, cause man, I'm fucking overboard.
Overboard. Overboard.
Well, it's the same shit that we got when we were young. Days are slow, years are fast. So let me tell you, son, we about to crumble. Rebel rumble, fumble, stumble into the next honey's arms that'll make your ego humble. Allow me to jumble the everlasting fire that sits in your mind when she reminds you of desire. So listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face. I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race.
That's some fresh WMDT and Davy Crockett. You could check them out on Facebook. WMDT, you can search WMDT and Davy Crockett. You can also check them out on SoundCloud. WMDT and Davy Crockett. Reverb Nation. And do it all. you know, guys, we're just trying to kick out a cool message, and that message is do what you want and play music. Well, talking about the messages that we're trying to send out, we, after our nice little musical break, our musical breath break, I wanted to talk about for a moment the first my name is Sean Connery.
I must ask you a question.
It's a skirt, not a skirt. I have to take a shit, not a shit. Let's take a sheet, not a shit. Just Sean Connery. Hey guys, we actually, ironically enough, Sean Connery just walked into the studio.
Hey,
Sean, how are you doing? I'm doing great, guys. This is
money.
Dude, I do a money penny. I do a terrible Sean Connery impersonation. You know who does a really great Sean Connery impersonation?
Sean Connery.
No, believe it or not, my father does a really great Sean Connery impersonation.
Is your father Sean Connery?
My father very well could be Sean Connery. I don't know.
You never know.
You really never know.
With that guy.
You never know with that guy. Sean, it's a skirt, not a skirt. I love that. It's a kilt, not a kilt. Well, here we go. So the initial moment when you finally accept the belief system that you have given up control. I want to talk about what that does, what scientifically that does to your consciousness, to your brain, and to your reality. That very split second moment that you register something in your brain, you know, and it's hard to catch that moment because you're so focused on feeling it, you're so focused on the emotion itself, that higher mind, your higher self, has a difficult time stepping out of that moment emotion and being like, wait a minute, I don't choose to think this way because this is just self-destructive behavior, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you guys, and I'm going to do this for myself next time. I feel like I have a lack of control in my life. That very split second, right as it happens, I'm going to catch myself. Catch yourself, be like, wait a minute. Wait, I choose to have control over this. Mm. I do. So all of a sudden, the whole energy, the whole blueprint, the whole paradigm of your belief has altered. Mm. Now you have a different perception. You have a different way to perceive what once was bad now can be very healthy, very good, and very controlling, very powering, very empowering. Uplifting, because you have just chosen to have control.
Well said, man.
Thanks, man.
yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely. You think so?
I do think so.
Davey's lost his Looney Bell.
Looney Bell.
What do you think, man? Like, what are you...
Well, I think, it comes back around to, like, looking back at yourself and like, yeah, just stopping for a second and thinking. And I think really, putting in front of you, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What is it that is blocking you? And is that at all, in your realm of change?
Right.
You have control over that.
Right.
So, I think, as an example, maybe you're upset with work. Maybe
right.
You're upset with your job you had mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And maybe you're not getting a promotion you want. Maybe you're not getting this. But there's a reason behind it. And it's. I think you should take it upon yourself to really dig deeper into why things are happening. And not just view the world as it just spins and you're just like a part of it. You're not just...
Right.
You're not always just flowing with it. I think
right. You
can take kind of initiative.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Totally, man. Thanks, Justin.
Sure.
Good words, man.
Later.
Later.
Like zoinks. Like zoinks, Scoob. like zoinks.
Guys, we just have a lot of celebrities walking in the studio today. We got Scooby-Doo himself.
Right, Jack.
Want a Scooby snack? No, but I totally agree with you, man. We are just on the same frequency, man. We just vibe on the vibration station. Well, something that just popped into my head, which I feel like is quite profound, in that, if you guys were listening to last week's show, then you would recognize and you would understand that in itself is the idea behind circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. Right?
Yep.
That's what we were talking about. That was the theme of last week, was circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. So, like Justin said, if you recognize that you're not just flowing with the world and it's controlling you, you're not just a dead fish in the stream, you know what I mean? Hey, love this quote, only dead fish swim with the stream.
Ooh.
Ho, ho, ho. Think about that one. So
whoa.
No, but that's the same idea. Yeah, it's a what's up?
It's true, yeah.
Right.
It's a good little quote.
Right? Isn't
mm-hmm.
that cool?
Mm-hmm.
It's that I feel like that's the same idea as, like, you know, when they say a dead fish, they're talking about
you.
People. They're talking about you.
Yeah.
No. When they say dead fish, they're talking about people that just think that the world is controlling them. They're just going with the flow. And that's not bad to go with the flow. That's a good thing to go with the flow. But be a part of the flow. Move the flow. Change the flow.
Be the flow.
Be the flow.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Sean Conrad. Because if you become the flow, if you become that that change in the world. If you become the energy that turns the world, you become the world.
We are the champions, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions.
Yeah, the last thing people want to do. It's like, great, let's tune into the vibration station and hear Justin and Dave.
Off-key singing.
Do nothing with our time. But that's what we're doing, guys. We're here to waste your time. Well, I mean, we're having a good time checking out Zokroth. Because currently we're just floating in space. Like, we get a bunch of emails from you guys that are like, are you guys really floating in space? Like, are you actually floating in space?
We are
astronauts. We've been trained astronauts. We've been working our lives so we could host a radio show up in space. We're the first radio station to broadcast in space. And that's a pretty big deal if you ask me.
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, the food kind of sucks. Justin and I were talking about that last week. Yeah.
Paste.
Just paste. It's just gross.
Vanilla paste.
Yeah. We also get a lot of emails like, what do you guys...
Vanilla paste. Or the cuttlefish.
Dude, the vanilla paste is just starting to rub me the wrong way. I think...
We eat flan. We eat flan all day.
Ew, dude. Enough flan could turn your stomach and bad. Spam, us tell you. Enough flan in a space suit.
We're taking control of the food we eat.
We're taking control.
It all comes full circle, man.
It does.
Yes.
You know, when we say the stuff on here, a lot of the time we're very hypocritical. it's true though, and I think that hypocrisy, check this out.
Everybody's a hypocrite.
Everyone's a hypocrite.
Or a hippogriff.
Or a hippogriff?
Hippogriff.
What about a hippa alien? A hippa Zoltan. Zoltan. But seriously, I feel, check this out. This is gonna be some profound shit that's coming out of my mouth right now. I can feel it. Oh no, I just set myself up for failure. Hypocrisy, the recognition of hypocrisy is the first step to being able to overcome that hypocrisy. You're like, wow, that really wasn't that profound. But no, it's the same idea. It kind of wasn't.
No, it is.
I tried. I try sometimes.
It makes sense.
Sometimes I try too hard.
You have to look in the mirror and see it for how it is.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
I'm talking to
him. Isn't it?
I'm talking to the man.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Like change the world one person at a time because I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Maybe I'm wrong. I might be totally wrong.
I think you're...
I have a rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
You're a dumbass. Totally kidding. No,
such
Justin.
An idiot.
Flippin' idiot. Gosh.
What an idiot.
no, but hypocrisy. Check this out. Hypocrisy, because I recognize, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys on the show over here. I mean, we're all an honest community, right? We're all part of the same. We're all floating on the same rock in space. Well, here we go. There's no reason for me to lie to you. Why would I lie to my brothers and sisters? No way.
No way.
So listen. I'm hypocritical. I really am when it comes to some of the things that I say on the show. It's true. For example, like taking control, take today's, right? I'm coming to you and I'm saying like I am telling you to take control of the things in your life. But little do the listeners know that they are actually the ones that are helping us.
Mm-hmm.
Because without you guys, we would have no one to talk to.
Except each other.
And that's just...
That's weird.
That's just weird. Oh,
that's just disturbing.
God, if there wasn't a microphone in front of us and it was just... Oh, wow. Disturbing. You guys keep us sane. But what I'm saying is it's you guys that are helping us out as well. And we thank you for that. Just keep listening to the show and keep telling your friends about the show because it's the coolest show you're ever going to hear. I'm just kidding. But The main point behind what I'm saying is once you recognize, and this ties in with control. I'm not on another monster tangent. That shit's good though, like that taurine, whatever. But when you recognize that you are being hypocritical of the things that you're saying, that allows you to take control over your hypocrisy. Because hypocrisy, if not recognized, I feel is kind of a negative thing, right? Hypocrisy.
Yeah, very negative.
Very negative thing. If not caught and if not harnessed. But hypocrisy is part of human nature almost, you know? How many times have you said to your friends, and this is for the listeners out there, like, don't do that, man. And like you've like totally done that before, you know? You're like, oh, wow, that's really fucked up what you did. And like you know that like you've done that, mm-hmm. you know? Same idea. But then once you recognize that what your friend did was really fucked up and what you did was really fucked up, then you can take control of your own hypocrisy by changing that and changing the action and becoming the person you want to be through your understanding that you don't want to be that hypocrite. No, don't be the hypocrite. So learn from your hypocrisy, right?
Well.
Said. Learn from your hypocrisy. Yeah. Wow, that is a everyone's a hypocrite. No,
it's true.
Two great really names for albums. Everyone's a hypocrite and learn from your hypocrisy. This is how the song goes. Everyone's a hypocrite. Everyone's a hypocrite. Learn from your hypocrisy. Everyone's a hypocrite. Yep. Justin does the drums. He's playing the drums, the guitars, the bass. Everyone's a hypocrite. Everyone's a hypocrite. Holy shit. Oh my god.
I think that's a new System of a Down song.
People either love it or they hate it. Or the show. They either love it or they hate it.
Or they hate it.
You can't like listen to this and be like, well, that's okay. You're like, that fucking sucks. Or that's fucking great. That is good radio. That's what I like to think. It's all about just having a good time and taking control of what you want to take control of. Right now, I'm taking control of your brain.
Ooh.
Well, I need to tell you guys what's going on in the world. There's big things happening. Big, big monumental things happening right now. And you are a part of it. Let me tell you. And trust me, this does still tie into control. We're not just all over the board. We may be all over the board, but we're not all over the board. Because we're sticking to the same topic. It's about riding the wave, having a good time. Woo! Well, let me tell you what's going on in the world. At this specific moment in time, seasons change, man, things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Doctor Strange. Like, things are rearranging and things are happening, which are so great in the world, and these are the things that are coming upon us now and that you need to learn how to take control of. You need to learn how to harness this time. Let me tell you how this ties in. Here it comes. You guys need to learn. I need to learn. Everyone needs to learn how to harness these few months coming up and this time and this acceleration, this time of great change and great awesomeness. We need to learn how to harness that and change what we used to not like in our lives and use this time of change and this time of opportunity and control our lives by leading them, by making decisions and making choices and taking control and feeling emotions. We need to lead ourselves into what we've always wanted to become. And I feel like it is so profound and so important and a part of, think of like this. If you guys close your eyes and imagine that person, it's you. It is you. Right now, it is you, but it is a different you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's an infinite number of yous. And when you close your eyes and you think of that one you, that is perfect, the you that you want to be, I'm 150% sure that that you that you imagine, that perfect you, the one that you strive to be every single day, has complete control over everything in his life. I bet you, his or her life. And that is what we're getting to. And I'm talking about a full-fledged just transformation, man. I'm talking about straight becoming the was to the is, right? Making that jump, making that transition, actually becoming your higher mind by taking control of the things that are out of alignment in you right now. Well, that's that.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
And I just think that's cool. You know, actually, we have a song that is that kind of revolves around this idea, right? Mm-hmm. Check it out, guys. Another little bit of Davy Crockett, WMDT. We just love to show this out. Check out the lyrics. That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Check out the lyrics, right? It's all about control and expansion and fascination with life. Here we go. WMDT, Davy Crockett, we got Taboo.
Falling cause I'm fascinated, laughing cause I'm dilated, screaming cause I'm loved, flaccid cause I'm hated, ill cause I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory, smiling cause I begin to sing. Becoming my sentence astray, open up, growing up, giving another grin, take a sin out of your mind. Idolize, socialize, fantasize, real. Life is like a king, so man, it's best you fucking kneel. Tell me that the magic I could cast a force field over anyone that hates, I'll make it love is all you feel.
This beat exceeds a new breed, DNA. A planted seed feeds the golden dry leaves. This tree's been known to grow, so channel this mic till I explode. This throat implodes, no one noticed. I hope I'm all alone.
A moment of some clarity. My mind is on the music, so I asked her if she married me. I'm barely there, absent mind is still on my path. I can't find just what I'm looking for, just what I'm looking for. Falling cause I'm fascinated, laughing cause I'm dilated, screaming cause I'm loved, flaccid cause I'm hated, ill cause I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory, smiling cause I begin to sing.
Once again, guys, that's WMDT, Davy Crockett. The name of that song is Taboo. The reason why I just played that for you guys is because we're talking about really making that transition and shifting into the person that we really want to become. And that's actually what that song was based around. That's what Justin and I wrote it kind of about, you know, along with other things too. But that's why we wanted to show that to you. It's falling because I'm fascinated, laughing because I'm dilated, right? I'm falling because I'm fascinated. I'm falling in this... and this fascination of experience and beauty. I'm laughing because I've been falling in this fascination. Now I'm dilated. I'm open. I'm screaming. I'm like, ah, because I'm loved. Like, fucking yes. And I'm flaccid, right? Flaccid, yeah. Right? Because I'm hated, right? There's most definitely, you know, people in the world that not everyone's going to love you, right? Flaccid because I'm hated. Ill because I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory, smiling as I begin to sink. It's all what that's all about. It's about I'm ill because I'm sedated. I'm sick because I have been sedated by the things in my life that I don't choose anymore, right? I'm literally, I am intoxicated by things that I just don't choose for myself. Ill because I'm sedated when I'm walking off the plank, right? It's like you're just saying like, later, like if you're gonna live that life and like fucking bask yourself and be sedated by your anger and your frustration and your lack of control, then might as well walk off the plank, right? Mm-hmm. Walking off the plank, it's a new it's a newfound glory, duh. Pretty self-explanatory. Newfound glory, smiling as I begin to sink. Because once I've dropped all of my lack of controls off,
then you can do.
That's good. There you go. Smile. I'm just trying to define it for you guys. Because you guys are like, what the fuck? What's he even saying?
What? No meaning.
There was no correlation between the two, David. That's what you're thinking. But seriously, guys, check us out. WMDT, Davy Crockett, Changing the World. One person at a time, one musical note at a time. And obviously you got to love the Vibration Station, Change in the World, one word at a time. We should get on our business cards. It should say, Dave's Good Vibration Station, Changing the World, one word at a time. Flip the card over, WMDT and Davy Crockett, Changing the World, one musical note at a time. You love it.
We should get a three-sided card.
A three-sided card?
Yeah.
Oh wow, like a triangle card.
It just has three sides. It's the same thing.
I don't know how that's possible, Justin.
I don't know.
It would need to be a three-dimensional figure.
I'm gonna take control and make
that
happen.
Justin's taking control and making some shit happen, guys. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Well, Justin, you were saying the other day about what was that called?
Oh, I saw a good movie.
Yeah.
I saw a film that I really liked and I think Justin, many would enjoy. It's the new Wes Anderson film.
Okay, Wes Anderson.
The Moonrise Kingdom.
What's this about?
It's a cute kind of quirky film about two kids.
Okay. What's it called? I'm sorry.
Moonrise.
I wasn't
Kingdom.
Paying attention to you.
Moonrise Kingdom.
So Moonshine Fingdom?
Yeah.
So Moon Time on My Ringdom, right?
Yes. Yes. That. Yes.
Okay.
It's about two kids and they kind of go off. They live on an island and it's kind of about a family. It's about a few different people. It's about a Boy Scout troop.
Okay.
And, one of the scouts kind of just abandons his troop, kind of goes off out into the wild to kind of fend for himself.
Okay.
And a troubled young girl kind of accompanies him, and they just kind of break away and try to get out of their, you know, the life with their family and just kind of go out there. And it's funny and it's cute and it's well made. It's very meticulous.
Okay.
And it's just like an interesting film. It leaves you kind of like in a mood that's pleasant, yet kind of just like, okay.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
It's a nice little movie.
How many would you give it?
Is that a 10?
I think it's...
Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes? I think it's like out of 100? 5, but they do halves.
I don't know. It was good.
Yeah?
It was good.
He gives it 3.5.
3.5?
He gives it 4.
Four.
4.25. Four and a quarter, call it a deal. Bam.
4 5/8.
That's cool. Actually, I love it when, and this is just me, I love it when Justin always informs us about
interesting
stuff. At the end of the show, if you guys haven't noticed, but lately at the end of the show, Justin has been giving us a few reviews about you know, new movies coming out and like just new information and just kind of stuff. So thank you, Justin.
Check it out.
Yeah, totally. Moonlit King Shine.
Yes.
What's it? Moon, Fire, Starshine.
Yeah.
Moon, Fire, Star Kingdom.
Yes.
That's the name of our rocket ship, actually.
Moon, Fire, Star.
Yeah, our spaceship that we are currently on is Moonfire Star Kingdom. And that's oh god. That's too funny. Justin.
Yes.
I was gonna say you were talking earlier about how that one gentleman, not so much a gentleman, from Penn State. Mm. Is that what you were saying? Was it Penn State?
That was just brought up.
No, right. Let's hear about this.
We don't need to dwell on this. It's kind of
down and
kind
gross.
Of down.
Okay.
No. I mean, in the news, they're the former coach.
A coach? Was it Penn State?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was it? A former coach?
He was found guilty of 45 out of 48 counts of child endangerment,
God.
Child molestation.
You said 45 out of 48 counts of child molestation and endangerment?
Yes. So sad. It was just sad for everybody.
But he got caught, right?
I mean, it's sad for the kid. You know, it's sad for those children.
Does he have kids?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
He shouldn't. just throwing it out there.
I don't know. I don't know enough.
No, but
don't do that.
It's good to know these. I don't know. I think it's good to know these kind of things, just to see the justice in the world. To see the justice in the world, because if there's listen,
change.
I have.
We're going back to.
No.
What?
Yes. I was gonna say, well. I have a lot of tolerance for things in this world. I feel if you don't have a lot of tolerance for things in this world, you're going to drive yourself crazy and you're going to become a madman. Think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but one, I have very few things that I have zero tolerance for in this world, and I feel there's like absolutely no mercy for whatsoever. I'm a very peaceful, loving person. At least I try to be. I try to be a peaceful... no, but the one thing in this world that I have zero tolerance for whatsoever is, doing something, when a man goes against a woman's will and does something that is out of her control, and really scars her and affects her in a very negative way. I have zero.
Cause it's an abuse of power.
Oh my God.
So
it's just
irresponsible.
And women,
and it's sad.
Each and every single girl on this planet, right? Mm-hmm. Women are the fruit of life. They're the reason why, you know, like, we have a society. Like, women should be treated on a pedestal, you know? Mm-hmm. Every single woman, you know? Like, well, it doesn't matter if, you know, they're like, oh, she's ugly, oh, she's really hot. Like, it doesn't matter if you're, mm-hmm. you know, fat, skinny, short, tall. You're a woman. And women are beautiful. The most, I truly believe that women are the most beautiful creatures in the universe, on the planet, obviously. And when a man, I get angry thinking about it. Like, just like this power that, like, this ego power that, like, that a man can possess, and when he abuses and, like, takes control of a female. I feel that there is absolutely no excuse, no tolerance whatsoever, no mercy for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there's a story like a guy that had molested 45 out of 48 accounts.
It's a little different. They were children. They were boys, I think.
They were boys?
Yeah. It's just an abuse of power.
Just as bad.
But I understand your point
You know what I mean?
Of, you know, the power over a woman and how that's a responsibility.
Right.
That is not acceptable.
Absolutely not.
To abuse, and it's wrong, and it's literally the worst thing.
Literally the worst thing in the world. I have no sympathy for
sympathy.
You. It's like the song Date Rape or whatever. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Do go do go do. Let me tell you about a girl I know. All right, guys, for real. This has been such an amazing show. We love each and every single one of you. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. I got my brother, my dude, Justin Siegel, my co-host.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I am your host, Davey Crockett, coming to you broadcasting from space. We... Love you guys. Have a beautiful Sunday filled with love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, and everything in between. Control your lives. Bye.